Earl Stewart on Cars. Heard Tuesday from 4 till 6 p.m. And here's Earl Stewart's automotive tip of the day on 900 a.m. The Talk of the Palm Beaches.
Good morning. This is Earl. That's Earl Stewart. Earl Stewart on Cars. That's a radio show you listen to every Tuesday. If you know about it, it's on this station, this radio station, 900 a.m., The Talk of the Palm Beaches. It's a two-hour show all about cars, how to buy, lease, repair, and maintain, and how not to get ripped off by a car dealer, in a nutshell. It was recorded on Tuesdays, replayed on Sundays, same time slot from 4 to 6 p.m. Now, what you're listening to now is a little mini-tip. I call it the tip of the day every weekday about this time. I give you some little tidbit that's going to make your life a little bit easier about your car. My tip for the day has to do with your tires, the age of your tires. Unbeknownst to most people, there's an expiration date on tires. They don't call it that, but the National Highway Traffic Safety Association says you shouldn't put tires on your car that are older than 6 years. Now, when you buy a tire, nobody tells you the age of the tire. The tire could have been manufactured 10 years ago. You don't know unless you look and check. And our tip is how to check. The tire date is stamped on the inside of the tire. So you have to look at it before it's on the car. Once it's on the car, you're going to have to get down on your hands and knees and crawl underneath your car with a flashlight. So before they put that new tire on your car, I say new, could be 10 years old, look on the inside of the tires. There's a date field, very complicated, typical government BS where you can't understand what it means. I'm going to tell you what it means. There'll be three or four digits. The first one or two digits are the week in the year. 52 would mean a week, the last week of the year. A one would mean the first week of the year. And the second two digits are the year of manufacture. So if you have a 17, you know you got a fresh tire. If you have a 2004, you know you've got a 16-year-old tire. You need to know the date of the tire before you pay for it and let them put it on your car. That's my tip of the day. I'll be back every weekday about this time with another tip. Have a great day, and bye-bye.